Now, being released in UK cinemas this weekend is the new animated movie How to Train Your Dragon 2. The movie is one that's being released as part of the Audio Description in Cinemas campaign backed by RNIB. Grainne Pete is from the Cinema Exhibitors Association, who have been very supportive of Audio Description and have been key in getting this campaign up and running. And she joins us now. Hi, Grainne.
Hello.
So, for some of our listeners who may not know about Audio Description, can you give a quick overview of what it is?
Certainly. Audio Description essentially provides the information about what's happening on screen to allow patrons to follow what's happening when there is no dialogue. So AD is an additional commentary to a film describing body language, facial expressions and action. AD is delivered through a headset in cinemas, which is provided to you when you collect your ticket. It runs each time the film is shown and remains undetectable to anyone not wearing a headset in the auditorium.
Well, let's hear a clip now of the Audio Described trailer for How to Train Your Dragon 2.
This year...
I bet you think you know a lot about dragons.
Fire burns in dragons' mouths.
Let me show you some of what you don't know.
The masked stranger makes Toothless roll over and strokes him.
Can I know you?
No. You were only a babe. But a mother never forgets.
Hiccup looks shocked. Dragons fly in a swarm.
Unbelievable. You've been rescuing them.
A much larger dragon looks unimpressed as Toothless hides under its wing.
Something is coming. Something you've never faced before.
The dragons are mine now. Protect our people. It's your destiny.
What you're searching for, it's in here.
Come on! This is very dangerous!
Are you kidding me?
Net dragon traps fly through the air. Hiccup slides down a ship's sail. Dragons swoop down towards a mighty battle and an armada of ships.
Come on, Toothless! Yeah, baby!
How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Dragons and Vikings! Enemies again!
Oh. Toothless flops down on Hiccup and licks his face.
You know that doesn't wash out.
In cinemas everywhere, July the 10th.
That was a clip of the Audio Described trailer for How to Train Your Dragon 2. So, Grainne, whose responsibility is it to ensure that films are audio described?
The audio description that becomes available on a film is the responsibility of the film distributor. Now, I've been very fortunate to be able to sit on an AD review, and, you know, just to say it is fascinating, and there's generally a very short window to produce the AD, and in some cases, you know, they are working with content that's still not finished, which, as you can imagine, makes writing the audio description quite difficult. But, you know, seeing such dedicated perfectionists at work was indeed, you know, an inspiring treat. You know, larger distributors, you know, are fortunate to have the resources to invest in producing AD for the majority of their films and can coordinate sort of the delivery times, describers, voices, scripting schedules, you know, and studio booking time far more easily than smaller distributors, which is why not all films are produced with audio description available. I can tell you, though, that in 2013, 9 to 10 of the weekly top 10 films were provided with audio description, and all of the top 20 films of last year had AD available.
Are mainstream movies released at the same time as the audio described version, or is there often a delay when waiting for the AD version to catch up?
The evolution rollout of digital projection has improved the availability of audio description for cinemas. However, not all films are produced, as we know, with the audio description available. There is no standardisation for producing audio description, which sometimes means that there is a technical backup. And the AD has to be ready for when the master film hard drive is created. So sadly, it cannot be added later, which means when a master file is duplicated for exhibition, the AD may not necessarily be available, which then sort of means a lot of patrons may have to wait later until the film is available sort of after exhibition.
Which production studios are supportive of AD?
You know, the growth of audio description was a coming together of representatives, you know, from the industry, both distribution and exhibition. You know, there was a moral obligation and commitment to ensure people with any kind of visual impairments could enjoy and experience the magic of going to the cinema. As I said, all the top 20 movies of last year had audio description available, and all the major distributors, you know, Warner Brothers, 20th Century Fox, Disney, Paramount, you know, they're all fully committed to ensuring that where they can provide the audio description. As I mentioned earlier, you know, these larger distributors are fortunate to have those resources to invest into producing the audio description for the majority of their films, as opposed to the smaller distributors.
Is audio description widespread across cinemas, or is there anything that may prohibit, say, a smaller independent cinema from screening an audio-described film?
Yeah, the vast majority of UK cinemas can now use digital projection equipment, which gives them the capability to simultaneously provide a hearing assistant channel and an audio description channel. However, as you say, cinemas are dependent on other parts of the industry, in particular the relevant film distributor, providing the film in the appropriate format. In the case where the film arrives at the cinema, without this, there's little a cinema can do. And this is something that the Cinemas Exhibitors Association continues to discuss with film distributors. And there has been continual improvement in all aspects of this issue, but things can always improve further. So should a film arrive with audio description available and that the cinema has the correct equipment, then generally audio description will be available to any patron wanting to go in to use it.
Now, I know that the CEA provides a card for people who would benefit from audio description. Can you tell us a bit more about this?
So the CEA card is designed to allow patrons to bring a carer with them to provide assistance for them in going to the cinema. There are certain criteria that they'll have to meet, which is available up on our website, which is the ceacard.co.uk. Applications can be made now online, or you can still download the application form and submit. And as I said, the card is there to provide the patron to give a free admission to a carer to accompany them to the cinema.
Is there any new technology around audio description that's being introduced in cinemas?
The cinema industry is looking at new solutions to improve access in cinemas, particularly with subtitling. There are also new audio description receivers being developed. Similar to an MP3 player that receive audio wirelessly, the new solutions provide a standard headphone socket, which enables a person to use the headphone if preferred. They don't require cinema-supplied wireless over-the-ear headphones that provide the audio-described track very clearly, but actually muffle the film, dialogue and soundtrack, which is delivered via cinema surround sound speakers. As with all new technologies, we are keen to evaluate them properly to ensure that they are cost-effective for the cinema operators, but also that they improve the experience for the end user.
So finally, what is the CEA's key message on audio description?
The growth and availability of audio-described films and the provision of audio description in the UK cinemas, you know, has been one of the key accessibility development of recent years. And as I said before, with the rollout of digital projection technology across the whole UK sector, many more cinemas are now capable of providing AD for their customers. So we are delighted to have partnered with RNIB and colleagues in film distribution to help raise the awareness on the availability of audio description in UK cinemas. People with any degree of sight loss may find audio description beneficial, and we would encourage everyone to ask their local cinema about the facilities they provide. This campaign is a great way to raise awareness and encourage greater numbers of blind and partially sighted people to visit the cinema and show that there is a demand for the service.
That's great. I would encourage everybody who previously thought that maybe the cinema wasn't for them to get out and make the most of audio description and the CEA card, because it's just amazing what technology can do in breaking down those barriers, because it really is a great way to spend an evening with your friends and family and just have a great time out.
Exactly. And as I said before, you know, there is a real sort of commitment and moral obligation within the film industry, both distribution and exhibition, to make sure that we continue to improve access, you know, within cinemas and make sure that the cinema is a welcoming and all-encompassing environment.
So that was Grainne Peat from the Cinema Exhibitors Association. Thanks very much for speaking to us today at Insight Radio.
No problem. Thanks, Stuart.